interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, friends. We are halfway through August, and the momentum is in the air for the fact that season is upon us. And I'm just so excited to give some shout-outs to some of our sponsors who we love and adore. Of course, True Color Salon and Spa, open 6 days a week, evening, weekend hours, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I'm telling you, if you want to experiment with a new cut, color, style, you want that 100% customer satisfaction guarantee because it allows you to have a little bit more freedom with what you try. And I was just in this past weekend, got to see some familiar faces. It's always a great experience. The pricing is right. They have a stylist for every hair type and every budget. True Color Salon and Spa, located in Vero off Old Dixie, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. Love having you on the program, being a supporter. Hopefully in time you'll be able to support them. And of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They use local appraisers. They never sell your loan, and they have a variety of programs to help you find that perfect loan option so that you can get the house of your dreams and get out of the rent rat race. And though the market is shifting, there's lots of opportunities still to be had. You just, got to have that complimentary consultation so you're pre-approved and you know exactly what you have to work with. Caliber can help you with that. They have locations in Melbourne, Vero, Port St. Lucie. They're active in the community, active with the real estate community and the Realtors Associations. You'll love them. I know that I do. All right. So on the line today, I'm so excited to have our friends back from the Hibiscus Children's Center. We have our Chief Development Officer, Michelle King, who's going to help us just get a little bit more knowledge of the good work that the Hibiscus Children's Center is doing and some exciting things that are going to be happening once season is here. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great, Anna. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for your continued work in the community. I always say that I'm a sucker for kids and seniors, and the Hibiscus Children's Center has always held a special place in my heart. Years ago, I had the opportunity to MC one of your galas, and now I know that we are saving the date for December 3rd, right?
That's right. On December 3rd, we will hold our Winter Gala, which is the premier event of the season. It is our candlelight ball, and it is co-chaired by Diane Wilhelm and Mary Wright, two ladies of our Indian River Guild who work so hard each and every year to bring this together. It's been taking place for over 20 years, and we couldn't support our kiddos without the work that these ladies do in this event each and every year.
Wow. The heart of a volunteer is so special, truly. And to think that, you know, it's a lot of work that goes into an event of this caliber, because you are right. It truly is a premier event. Can you give us some more details about it?
Sure. I'd be happy to. We actually have a new venue this year. For the first time, we will be at the clubhouse at Oak Harbor. Okay. And we will be dancing to the sounds of the Jordan Thomas Odyssey Band. This event has a great silent auction, several items, over 50 items each and every year. Tickets are $250 per person, and sponsorship opportunities are now available, and they are located on our website.
Excellent. I am excited for your new location.
Hmm.
Oak Harbor's always done great. Yeah.
So sorry. We've done other events at the Oak Harbor venue, and it is a beautiful location, and we're looking forward to our nighttime event here this year.
Oh, this is wonderful. Now, the Hibiscus Children's Center, how does the proceeds from this signature event help your ongoing programming?
So each and every year, we are tasked with the job of raising over $3 million to supplement what state and federal funds provide for the kids that we care for. The kids that are in our care are in foster care. They've been removed from their home due to abuse, neglect, or abandonment, and they have nowhere else to go. So they come to us, and we do get contracted dollars through Department of Children and Families, but it's not enough to care for the kids. We believe that each child should be loved and nurtured. A lot of our children, when they come to us, are struggling both mentally, academically, socially. So we work on all of these things with the kids when they come to us. In Bureau, we have a village which has 8 homes on the campus and an admin center. In 6 of the homes, we have up to six teens, 12 to 17-year-olds, again, that have been removed due to abuse, neglect, or abandonment. And we do everything that you do for your kids. We get up in the morning and have breakfast. We go to school. We do homework. We have sporting events that we take part in. Anything that you do with your kids, every day, 36 children at that village, and an additional 30 children down at our shelter in Jensen Beach. We're doing all of that for those kids as well.
And that's for the younger children in Jensen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ages birth through 12. Unless they're part of a sibling group, if we have a sibling group that might have a 12 or 13-year-old, we would keep that child here at the shelter or at the shelter in Jensen Beach so that we can not break up that family. You know, one more trauma is not what these children need.
I couldn't agree more. That's just so, you know, to think that that's a reality, but then to know that you all have the foresight to do what you can to keep what family they have together certainly is worth applauding. So let's delve a little bit deeper then. Is there a set length of time that the children are able to stay with you? Are they able to stay indefinitely until they age out? Or?
Well, it's not up to us. It is determined by the judge and their parents and what they're doing with their case. But we have children that might just be here for a couple of days while another family member is located. We have kids that have been with us as long as 4 years. We've had kids that have started in our shelter and become teenagers with us, and then they transitioned up to the village. And then once they turn 18, they can no longer stay in our facility because they are a legal adult. So we work with other organizations in the community to transition them. We have volunteers that will help them by gathering items for an apartment. Our staff work with them. We do college tours. We have a program called Career Pathways to Independence. And through this program, our teenagers at the village look at job opportunities. I don't know if you know this, Anna, but most of the kids that come to us are behind academically, usually about 2 to 3 years because it's not been a focus. So when they come to us, we really do make that a focus, and we try to work with what's going to be best for that child. A lot of our kids may choose to take their GED because, as you can imagine, if they come to us at 16 or 17 and they're at a 13 or 14-year-old reading level, that's not what they want to do. They don't want to sit in school and feel embarrassed or ashamed of, you know, what they can't do or what they don't know. So we work with them independently and get them the help that they need so that they can flourish in whatever they choose to do.
Really well said. It certainly puts some perspective. And, of course, having the GED accessibility is, I would assume, a welcome opportunity and something that they can seize and then, like you said, start looking at a path forward as career development goes. And I know that my team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery over the years has even been able to try and participate in that program. So it's great because you're teaming up with local businesses and they could start someplace and work their way clearly right on up to the top if that passion and drive is there, you know?
Yes, we do have several businesses, and thank you for your support because we can't open their eyes to all of these opportunities without the business support and the businesses and the people running the businesses coming in and telling the kids, you know, that this is out there, this is an opportunity. We do college tours, and we do visit trade schools so that they do get to look at what the possibilities are for their future, and knowing that some of them may go to school. Through our Career Pathways to Independence program, we do have on-site a graphic design program and a culinary program, which Leanne Kelleher with the Tides has been so generous with her time to come in and teach the kids not just about waiting on tables or not just about washing dishes, but what it takes to own a business and all of the aspects that go into planning to run that business.
So you've touched on a couple of the businesses in the local community throughout the Treasure Coast that are able to lend their talents. What are some of the other ways that the community can get involved to help these youth?
Yeah, you know that saying that it takes a village. With us, it really does.
And we put
phenomenal...
it in the name. She says it.
Excuse me. We have phenomenal volunteers that help our kids, you know, come out with tutoring and helping with homework, or they might bring goodies or throw a party for the kids, or offer them the opportunity to have a party off-site, or they might donate money. Our guild is always interested in having new members join and helping them plan the wonderful events that it takes to run this village, as well as other things that directly benefit the kids. Just coming off summer, school starting in a couple of days, the kids have been very busy this summer. We try to give them experiences of a vacation type summer. So
yeah,
they might get a chance to go to Busch Gardens, or they might go to Disney. And then they do local things as well, like they went bowling a few times. They went to the movies and the beaches and things like that as well. So we always need extra hands. We always want to have people have a great experience, and they can do that in a number of ways, and we're just happy if you want to reach out to us.
I love it. HibiscusChildrensCenter.org is the website. It's a really easy website to navigate, and, you know, there are so many ways that just having this information can come into play of being able to give of your time, of your energy, but also you might... know of someone in your circles of influence that could benefit from knowing about these programming opportunities and perhaps be in that that new era of feeling accepted. I can only imagine what it's like being a teen these days. The world is so different, and it's so at your fingertips with the smartphones and the other things, and you can see all this happiness and these other things that are going on, and then to be in a place where they are feeling all this pain and isolation, to know that there's others and they can be together in this village environment, it must be very uplifting for the kids once they're there. And of course, to have a passion for volunteering and to help in those situations, you're just giving them that little bit of sunshine that they need each day. It's a nice thing.
That's right. It is. You know, we are here as staff, but I think it means even more when people are donating their time to show these kids love. It goes a long ways.
Out of curiosity, because you have two locations and the programming is so vast, like you said, you have to earn $3 million in addition to the funding that you're able to get through the state. How big of an operation is it with the staff members?
We have about 130 staff. Some of those are part-time. We have 6 programs that we run across the Treasure Coast, so it's not just the village. We have a $9 million budget. We have intervention programs where there has been an allegation of abuse or neglect and the parents are ordered to participate. We have prevention programs where the family is struggling and could be at risk of losing their children. We have new parents that are young or first-time parents and just not sure what to do, and we have a Parents as Teachers program out in Okeechobee. And then, of course, we have our mental health services, which is available for all the kids in our care. They have an assigned clinician that works with them, and then there's a plan created for each child so that they know, you know, what each child is suffering from and how we best can help that child. We also have community mental health services, and that's probably our biggest program. We serve over 800 children and families each and every year.
And is that both in person and virtual?
Yes, through COVID, we did learn how to do everything virtually. Yep. so we do. It's called telehealth, and that option is still available if people that need our services choose that.
Makes perfect sense. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Michelle King. She's our Chief Development Officer for the Hibiscus Children's Center that runs 6 programs throughout the region. They're very busy, but they are staff and volunteers with big hearts, and we're happy to have them on the program. They're highlighting their December 3rd upcoming candlelight ball that will be at the Oak Harbor Clubhouse that evening. We're going to hear about some of the other things that they do and how you as a community member can assist, even if it's just coming and attending a wonderful gala, dancing the night away. But I do want to give a quick shout out before we break to our friends at treasurecoast.com, where, in fact, we could post this information about the gala because it's free, especially to nonprofits throughout the region to be able to let others find their events organically. Even for-profit businesses are able to post. You can highlight when you're having live music or specials, or like the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Networking Luncheon, highlight when you're having an event or a gathering. Our next one will be the 17th in Stewart at Michelina's off of US 1. Visit tcpremierwomensnetwork.com to reserve your ticket or find us through treasurecoast.com, where you can access and post your own events, as well as check out what beaches are open, where there might be construction, and other things happening throughout the 3-county area. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons, and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day.
You're busy. You're an on-the-go person with a hectic schedule. So let Affordable Water deliver salt and water to your door so maybe you can relax for a minute.
For your H2O, call the Pure Water Pros. Affordable Water.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
Not crypto coins, not penny stocks. The best tool to build wealth is still real estate. I'm Chris Nolan of the Nolan Group of eXp Realty. Invest today and allow your real estate to provide a future for your family tomorrow. We'll show you the way. Visit mynexthomefinder.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. Two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market Plaza, one off Seaway Drive, South Hutchinson Island, open 7 days a week. Look, your Foxy best. Yes. Weekend and evening hours, they can emulate any design. There's always gift cards available. I love my Foxy family, and you will too. On the line, we are so excited to have Michelle King. She's our Chief Development Officer for the Hibiscus Children's Center. And we only have a few moments left in the program, but I would love to hear a short success story, because what you all do, and as long-lasting as it's been, is so important in our community.
Great. Yeah, I would like to actually share Austin's story. He was one of the kids that I talked, like I spoke of earlier, that started at the shelter with us and then ended up at the experiencing life at the village as well. Mm-hmm. And after he left, he wrote us a letter, and he said some things that I think just describe how important it is, and that you never know when you're going to touch a child's life in a certain way that really did change his life. So if I could read that, that's what I'd like to do.
Please.
Okay. Hibiscus Children's Center changed my life. It provided necessities for me to survive and pushed me immensely to graduate high school. The education services provided by a tutor pushed me every day, even with the lack of my motivation, to get through high school and get my diploma. I didn't realize it at the time, but I really do appreciate it. I had never had a job before, and Hibiscus helped me get a paid internship and find out what working would be like. At Hibiscus, we had weekly group therapy, and I spoke to my therapist once to twice a week. I vented, and I talked about what was going on in my life, and they provided solutions to the problems that I had. It really helped, and it still helps. I'm thankful to Hibiscus. Hibiscus has made me a much better person. Since being there, I'm much more prepared to deal with the problems than I was before.
Oh, I love Austin's success story, and for him to take the time to write that letter. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's what you do it for, right, Michelle?
Exactly. We, you know, not everybody's going to go to college, not everybody's going to graduate, but we're here for them to make their life as successful as we can.
Well, as residents, as listeners, there's lots of ways to get involved. You can volunteer your time, your energy, your expertise, or you could attend an upcoming event like their December 3rd gala. You also do a big fashion show each year, right?
We do. We've been doing our Blue Ribbon Luncheon in April to commemorate Child Abuse Prevention Month during the month of April. We've been doing that event for over 20 years as well, and it's fun.
It is a fun one, yeah.
Yeah, we have about 200 ladies attend each year, and there's lunch, there's a huge silent auction, there is great fashions from the Vero area, models. It is really a setup. It is fun to go to and fun to watch, and you get to support the kids while you're doing it.
Right? It's a win-win. That's what we do on the Treasure Coast Insider. Win-win scenarios. So thank you so much, Michelle, for being on the program. Keep up the good work alongside your volunteers and your staff, and hug on those kiddos for us. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out our website, treasurecoastinsider.us, where you can live link to all of our amazing sponsors. Check out past shows, share shows so that others can get the behind the scenes detailed scoop of how they can also support when they have the opportunity or the means. And of course, if you have the time and you're a lady, we'd love to have you attend the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. But once again, Hibiscus Children's Center, check them out online, hibiscuschildrenscenter.org. Cheers.